Live. Live. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift. If. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
All right, soldiers of Yahweh, wake up! This is your wake-up call for Thursday, the 23rd of March, 2017. I'm Pastor Steve, and we're going to be talking about enemy agents tonight. Enemy agents. But before we get into that and wake-up call here, I would like to let you know that Eurofolk Radio is offering a beautiful Hebrew feast day calendar according to Enoch's solar calendar. Brother Hebert of North Carolina has put together this calendar. It's beautiful, full color, on heavy gloss paper. It is professionally produced. Shows all the feast days. It shows the Hebrew calendar dates. And it also shows the Gregorian standard calendar date, so you don't get lost trying to figure out where you're at. And it's absolutely gorgeous. I've got one, and it's just going to be invaluable through the year for planning. If you would like one of these, please hit the donate button on the top of the EFR page and send us a donation of $20 or more to get your calendar and to help support EFR. We really need to get some funds coming in to pay all these expenses that we have been bearing out of pocket. Please put the word calendar in your message and give us your mailing address, and you will get your calendar forthwith. Now, we've got Passover coming up. It starts at sundown on April 2nd, 2017. So get your calendar in time for the new feast days. Oh, man. I got my tongue in front of my teeth tonight. Can't see what I'm saying. All right. We're going to be getting into the enemy agents. That's going to be the title of the show tonight. I'm not going to read a lot of scripture. I'm just going to quote scripture that you know. Most of the listeners that will listen to my sermons are students of the Bible. There are several classes of enemy agents. And we'll go through these, and you'll be able to recognize them. I had to clear the pipes there. Let me get a little hit of this nice hot coffee. I really need it. I've been at it all day, and it's getting close to Passover, and I'm scrambling, getting shows recorded and getting things planned. Today, well, actually yesterday, the 22nd, we had an attack in England by Parliament, where some crazy guy drove into the crowd and ran down a whole bunch of people, tried to get to the Parliament building, was stopped outside the Parliament building. He stabbed a number of people. He killed a police officer, an unarmed British police officer. This is the modus operandi of these illegal immigrants that have been flooding into Britain. Stabbing is common in their countries, that they stab people. So this is a normal thing. And this shocks the British people that there would be an open attack like that. Well, we've had open attacks here in the United States. And this is the indicator of some of these enemy agents, soldiers of the enemy. Let's get down to the primary ones that Yeshua Messiah confronted at the temple. Now, we all know the story of Cain and Abel, that Cain was not Adam's son. He was the son of the Nakash that seduced Eve in the Garden of Eden. Well, he was kicked out after the murder and went out into the land of Nod, which means the land of wandering. And he married and had children and built cities. And his people were called the Cainy, Q-E-Y-N-I-Y. And they mingled so much with the Canaanites, the cursed seed peoples, including the Edomites, that they disappeared as a distinct people. They blended in. And this was the master plan of their father, the devil, to hide his children. The physical seed line of the devil. Okay. And that has been going on. They have been breeding with people of all the other races in order to hide among the local population, because they start to take on the characteristics. They look like the people they live among. Well, this only works so well, the chameleon effect, because within their seed line is this inclination of evil. They cannot escape, no matter how much they mingle, their DNA. They can't escape it. It's inescapable. They will never be able to deny the urges of that DNA. These are the primary enemy agents. They are at the top of the list as far as the class of agents. Okay? Now, their methods are different than a lot of the other agents. We'll get to them in a few minutes. Their methods are deception, lies, rumor mongering, financial strangulation of anyone they consider a threat. They operate through their money system today. They have trickled down in through and hidden and mixed with the cursed seed Canaanites so much. But their DNA will out. And their system is the Babylonian system. It is the system of the Talmudic laws, not the Torah given through Moshe. They go by the Talmud. This is their agenda. And they follow the rules of their leaders, the head agents, the rabbis. Okay? Just straight out. I'm not going to mince words. No need to mince words here. We are seeing their influence through people like George Soros, who is paying for all these immigrants to flood into the white Israelite nations of Europe and the United States. And all over. He's funding this. He funds Black Lives Matter. We'll get to them in a minute. That's a different class of agent right there. But the leader class of the enemy is the hierarchy of the Talmud-worshipping satanic seed line mixed with Edom and all the others. They're all mixed in a great big soup. They are the most race-mixed people on the planet. And their leaders at the very top that run things rule and do us harm by deception, control of the media. There's your deception. They control the media. They control what people hear and see that goes into their eyes. They say the eyes are the windows of the soul and all those nice little cliches. And in a way, they are, because a lot of people believe what they see on TV. They are led by the words that these leaders put in the mouths of those on TV. So that's your top class of enemy agents. Now you go down the pecking order. They are the elite. They're untouchable. They're hidden. They're all over. But you don't know their names and you can't find them. They're very hard to find. They're well protected. Money buys that. Let's go down the next little notch in the pecking order of enemy agents. These are the second class of the same seed line that are willing participants that follow the orders of the ruling class of enemy agents. They are the facilitators of the commands of the top enemy agents. These are the station managers of radio and TV, the people that own and produce the print media, newspapers, magazines. They're wealthy. They don't care whether their publications make money. The idea is not to make money. The idea is to put out the deception so it is believed by the common people and the people of true Israel, the white Caucasian people, descendants of the European migration. Now they're all over there, and we're in South Africa, all over Europe, we're in Australia, New Zealand, all of our European countries originally were white Israelite nations. We're in the United States. Great deal of the population is here. All the tribes are here of true Israel. The second class of enemy agents, the facilitators, are pumping out disinformation at a record rate. They are in charge of the porn industry. And it's allied occupations with the child pornography and child sex slaves. These are the facilitators doing the commands of the top elite of the enemy agents. Like the Rothschilds. They are the tippy-tippy top and the other allied bankers that are with them. They are the ruling class of the enemy agents. You've got your Hollywood moguls. They are in the second class of facilitators. They are facilitating. Your screenwriters. TV show hosts. Managers and owners of CNN, etc., etc., etc. Facilitators. The people that own the search engines here on the internet. They are facilitators. They are pulling down any information that exposes the line of descent of the enemy agents, that shines the light on them. And by their actions, they are becoming more and more exposed daily. Now, these facilitators are going into a panic mode because of the countering by our people, Christian Identity and otherwise, even people that are not allied with us and don't believe the way we do. Their actions have become so blatant that these people that are in our line of thought and are knowledgeable about these enemy agents are exposing them at a record rate. So the facilitators are going crazy. Okay, those that pay others to do their dirty deeds, because the actual seed line of the serpent doesn't do the dirty deeds. They hire it done. They're not the doers. They're facilitators. They enable the other classes of enemy agents to do their work. They are the enablers, the facilitators, things that make things happen, following the orders of the elite. Now, we come down another notch to the mixed race population of the world. They have, a lot of them, the seed line through the other mixings. They don't even know that they have the seed line. They just know what they want to do and how they feel and how they hate. They are used as puppets. This is the puppet class under the facilitators, that are goaded on by the facilitators, who are also pretty much in hiding. You've got your Jewslims that claim to be Muslims, but they have so much Jewish blood in them, then they don't even know it. They don't know it. They're ignorant people. They are not educated. These are the mixed, violent thugs, the thug class. Of enemy agents, like the one that stabbed the policeman in England and ran down a crowd of people. The ones that load themselves up with explosives and blow themselves up. The ones that are in Black Lives Matter. The violent thug class of enemy agents who are puppets of the facilitators that are financed and goaded into their violent actions. Starting at the top with the elite class, and then the facilitators, and then you have the puppet class, the thugs. They don't know why, but they have been trained to hate true Israel in the form of the white race. If you are white, you are a target. Whether it is in the name of their false religion, or just out and out racism, or liberal anarchists that go around smashing windows. They're thugs. Whether they're men or women, they are violent. They are violent, active enemy agents. They want to destroy our society. They want to destroy our race. They want to kill us and harm us and burn and loot and pillage. They are puppet thugs. We see their actions daily. They're becoming more and more noticeable all across the globe. The violent, active, physical acts of terrorism and hatred. And this is worldwide. It is not in any one particular country. It's all over. It's in South Africa. It's in the United States. It's in Britain and Germany and France and Sweden. All over. A lot of these are the immigrants. A lot of these are naturally violent beasts of the field, Negroes. A lot of these are communist thinking white people who have been tipped over the line into a violent covenant with these other non-whites. Whitey hating whitey. They're thugs. They are the thug class. They are the second largest class, because the elite class is very small. The facilitator, the hidden facilitators, are bigger by far than the elite class, but they are also hidden. Then we get into this thug class, which is financed and provoked by the facilitators. Now, we come to the next class. The dupes. People that have been duped by the action of the facilitators. This dupe class, and some call them libtards, is by far the biggest class. The very, very biggest, and there are subclasses within this. The dupes. These people cannot think for themselves. They are brainwashed, brain dead. They are only good to parrot the rhetoric that is spewed out by the employees of the facilitators. Those that are managing the stations and the editors, etc., of the print media and the movies, they will parrot what they are told to parrot. These actors that act in these movies for gain and fame, They will read and do the script that they are handed by the facilitators. They are also under the control of the facilitators. They are separate from the thug class. Some of them, not by much. They can switch sides and go over into the thug branch if provoked, but mostly they're into the money that they are making through being enemy agents and willing dupes of the Babylonian system run by the elite class of the seed of the devil. Because the seed of the devil runs the whole thing. They are doing their father's works, as it says in John chapter 8. Now, these dupes are your college professors, movie actors, TV personalities, talk show hosts. Whiny libtard women, fat ugly libtard women, lesbians, the queer community, transgender or whatever, the homos, they are willing dupes. They are frantic in their enthusiasm for doing the will of their masters, the facilitators. They will support the violence done by the thug class with their rhetoric. They won't participate because they are cowardly. But they will whine and cry that the thug class should be supported. They will support and help finance this rampant, out of control immigration. Oh, they'll whine and cry. A lot of these dupes are politicians. They are willing followers and willing parroters ad nauseum to the rhetoric that they have been programmed to spew out like vomit on our society. This is a subclass known as the dupes. They have been duped into thinking that they are right, and all this warm and fuzzy, touchy-feely garbage is truth to them. You cannot convince them otherwise. Their ears are closed. Their eyes are closed. You cannot reach them. They are unreachable. Unfortunately, a number of our people are in that class. They have even duped the elect, the people that are of Israel, and we have white people spewing out this garbage. And they truly believe that they are right. Now, we are sitting back and we are appalled, and we say to each other, how can these people say these things? Are they totally brain dead? And the answer is yes, they are. They have been brainwashed and duped so much, they cannot overcome it. Let me get a hit of hot coffee here before it gets cold on me. And although we feel sorry for them, some of them, the ones that are of Israel, that have been duped, we cannot help them. These are the ones that Yahweh said in the scriptures are beyond redemption. They have gone so far over the line that we must not waste our time with them. We are to shake the dust off our sandals and walk away. It is unfortunate. It is painful. Then you have a subsection of the dupe class, which is the general population of this country, of all races, that listen to the words of the dupes that are public figures and actors and personalities, quote unquote, and they believe everything they say because they see it on the TV. Cable TV, regular TV, movies, videos, video games, all of these are weapons used by the enemy agents against true Israel. Now we come to the largest subsection of the dupes. And by far to us, they are not active yet, by far to us, the most dangerous segment of all the enemy agents. Can you guess who they are? They are the Judeo-Christians. Bible said they will kill us all the day long and think they do God a service. If we do not go by their church doctrine, the commandments of men handed down from the elite class of the enemy agents through their facilitators, many of which have infiltrated the seminary schools that teach these pastors of the Judeo-Christians. See how it's hidden? There are facilitators in the teachers that put out these pastors that teach the general population that go to Judeo-Christian churches Talmud Christianity, which is a false religion. You cannot mix satanic teachings with Christianity and retain the title of Christianity. It is not Christianity. It is Jewish Talmudism from Babylon. And these people are the majority worldwide. Worldwide. It's going on in the other religions as well. Islam. They are being taught to hate white people, to hate white civilization. And they ship them over here en masse. And they can snap and in a moment, in the blink of an eye, go from being dupes, put on a new hat, and become thugs. They are violent. They are dangerous. But not nearly as much as the massive amount of Judeo-Christians that will turn on Christian identists, turn us in, or try to physically harm us when they get the command that trickles down from the very top of the satanic seed line, and they are told that we need to be eliminated because we are teaching apostasy when we are not. We are opposing apostasy, but the devil, through his children, his physical seed line, will convince this massive class of dupes to attack. That's coming, brothers and sisters. All of these people can change hats in a minute if they are told to. Because most of them truly believe the claptrap that they have been programmed with all of their lives for generations of these Judeo-Christian churches. Because the leader of the whole shooting match is their father, the devil. He was a liar from the beginning, and his works they will do, and it trickles down all the way through the satanic seed line, even into the house of Israel, to the dupes in the house of Israel that will follow the commands of the Talmud and be cannon fodder. And this pleases the enemy who's putting out these enemy agents and using these Israelite people against other Israelite people, as he has done through all the wars that they have financed through their facilitators all the years to get us to kill other Israelites. This is their modus operandi from the beginning. They are very small in number, but they buy enemy agents. They are bought and paid for either through money or indoctrination by paid agents. And their power is in their money. Now, they have a problem today. Their money cannot cover their egregious sinful behavior, and it is being exposed by the alt-right and by Christian identists such as we on EFR that teach the scripture and back everything up through scripture to show who these people are, teaching the gospel, Old and New Testaments, covenants, where even Yeshua, our Messiah, reviled these people in the book of John and in Revelation, said they are not Israel. They are of the synagogue of Satan. They do lie. They claim to be of the tribe of Judah, but are not. They are imposters and infiltrators and top enemy agents. That is what they are. They are willing, knowledgeable enemies of Yahweh. And if they are enemies of my Father in heaven, they are my enemy. I just feel sorry for the white people that have been duped by these people down the line, but for the head classes, I have nothing but undying hatred, because Yahweh said, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated, and I hate Esau down to my very bones. And you should too. These are the people that want to kill you and your family and your bloodline. They want to eradicate from the face of this earth. These are all enemy agents. We are at war. Whether you wish to pull your head out of the sand and quit being a good little ostrich and wake up and look around and see what's really going on in a reality check, and you see these enemy agents for what and who they are. All we can do is exhort to righteousness here on EFR, teaching the gospel, and try to wake you up in order to save your physical lives, as well as your spiritual lives. They have even convinced the white nationalists that the Bible is a Jewish book and Jesus was a Jew, and this is just an offshoot of the Jewish religion, when Christian identity is anything but that. It is the exact opposite of Judeo-Christianity. And there is no greater enemy to the Jews than the Christian identists. Whatever political system you wish to adopt, I'm sorry, but I consider all of them irrelevant. Whether it's National Socialism or capitalism or whatever, this planet is not going to be fixed until we are under a theocracy. A monarchy with a king, and that king is Yeshua, Messiah, the one that they call Jesus. That's not his name. That's just what they've twisted things around and call him Jesus. The same way they call Yahweh Lord and Gawad titles. His name is Yahweh. The name of the Redeemer that came and took our sins on him is Yahshua, which means Yahweh is salvation. That's another great success they have had, that is ending now, because they have hidden the holy name of both the Father and the Son, and we are shouting it from the rooftops. The name of the Father is Yahweh. It is not God. It is not the Lord. The name of the Son is Yahshua. It is not Jesus. No more hiding of the name, nor more promoting of false names. It's Yahweh and Yahshua. And our eternal divine King will be Yahshua. To the end of the age. He's coming soon. And the enemy agents are becoming more and more worried, going into full panic. They're attacking the internet. They're removing books from booksellers, like Andrew Hitchcock's Synagogue of Satan. Amazon won't sell it. David James, Google, and some of the others won't let their search engines go to his sites. They won't take you there. That's how they're attacking. They own these internet sites. Financial strangulation by the elite class through their facilitators. All the way down to their brain-dead dupes and the little Jews that follow the orders of the big Jews. Nice little plan. But it won't stand up against Yahweh's grand plan. Now, we at EFR proclaim only a few things. One, there is one Elohim, one divine being over all. That is Yahweh. Two, there was one kinsman redeemer that shed his blood and gave his life to take on the sin to bail out Israel. That is Yeshua the Messiah. There was only one race of people that were chosen and are still chosen as Yahweh's personal, treasured, set apart people. That is the race of Israel. The pure-blooded, white Caucasian descendants of Jacob Israel, with no dilution in their bloodline, no admixture of any other race into the seed line, pure seed line. We oppose the other seed line of the Nakash enchanter that seduced Eve and produced Cain, and he has diluted himself and hidden himself all through these ages. That second satanic seed line is the main group of enemy agents. And that's what we teach here at EFR. We are two seed line Christian identity believers and preachers. Now, there have been some single seed line people that have come close, but they didn't go all the way. They never made it. They would never accept the fact that we are dealing with satanic influences in the world today through a physical seed line of people. They were also lied to and duped. We have the white nationalists that want an all-white nation, but they don't know why. They have been duped and lied to, thinking that we are teaching a Jewish religion. We are not. Christian identity is not Jewish in any manner. The Jews are not Yahweh's chosen people. The Jews are the enemy agents that we oppose, that we fight daily. And the ultimate white nation that's going to come out of this, the white nation is going to be the kingdom of Yahweh. That's what we teach, the ultimate white nationalism, the kingdom of Yahweh. Not Jewish, we don't do the Jewish rituals. We don't wear the little beanies. We don't pray to the East. We don't sacrifice children and drink their blood. We don't do usury, we don't eat pork. We keep the feast days and we obey the commandments given by Yahweh and reiterated, repeated over and over and over by Yeshua Messiah, who was not a Jew. He was a pure-blooded Israelite. The tribe of Judah, it's Yahudah. See, they used that deception of changing the name into Judah, no J. It's Yahudah, and it means Yah is praised. And the Yahudim are those that praise Yah. We praise Yahweh. I am of the physical tribe of Yahudah. I am Yahudim, not Yehudim. Yah Udim, the praisers of Yahweh. That's what that means, because they've even deceived you through changing the words. This is their method, deception and lies and manipulation through finances and buying out publishing houses and printing Bibles with false translations in them. That's the way they play the game, and they're playing for keeps, brothers and sisters. This is a war to the death. They want your death. They don't want your seed line on the planet anymore, because you are the seed line of Jacob Israel. And Israel means he who overcomes with El. We are the overcomers, and we shall overcome through Yeshua Messiah, the seed line of the serpent race, the Talmud worshiping, lying, Edomite, Canaanite, Khazarian Jew, the enemy agents. So quit being fooled. Quit listening to rumors and false doctrine and lies that you have been told about all these Christian identity people. That's just another bunch of Jews. No. Wrong. We are the antithesis of what the Jews are. We are the direct mirror opposite. We don't do Jewish rituals. And because the Jews want to impersonate us, they have stolen a lot of the traditions of Israel. And I have been trying to wake people up to take back our birthright. I teach Hebrew. We need to know the words of our original tongue, not the Jews' original tongue, ours. We know that they changed into the block Hebrew. And then when the Masoretes came in, they've changed a lot of the stuff and tampered. That's how they do. They slowly poison the well of knowledge. Well, that's what I've been busy doing, as well as a number of others on EFR, purifying the water of the well again so you have pure water of knowledge to drink, to fill up your soul, teaching you the truth. And it has been an uphill battle. So many are content to listen to EFR, but very, very few will ever volunteer to help. Oh, it's cool to listen, but pitch in and dedicate some time, or send us a few bucks so we can pay for server time and don't have to pay for it out of our own pocket. Oh no, now you're getting into another area there, Pastor Steve. If everybody that listens to these broadcasts would donate a dollar a month from all these people that listen, we could do so much more. But that's too much trouble. You wouldn't send $12 to the station, donate it, a dollar a month for a year. 12 bucks. How much time do we have in our personal lives? And we're all volunteer. Nobody gets paid. If there are donations comes in, no one of us gets a single penny. It goes for the station, which costs us money. And we're not only doing the shows, we're funding the station. What's the biggest weapon the enemy has against us? It's their finances. And we can't even get our own people to help us. It's like the story of the Good Samaritan, where the Israelites just walked by the wounded man. And a Samaritan helped. Now, the Samaritans were of Israelite bloodline, but they had perverted some of their worshiping ways. Samaria, Shomeron, was the capital of the 10 northern tribes. And they had been in dispersion, but this Samaritan, being of Israelite bloodline, even though his worship practices were wrong, followed the instinct in his bloodline and helped his fellow Israelite. How do we get the rest of you to help your fellow Israelites? What do we do? Nobody's driving Cadillacs. We don't have padded pews. We don't have big cathedral. We do what we can out of love for Yahweh. 24/7. Hey, you know, if you enjoy listening, why not help us? Why not? What's stopping you? You don't have to send us $500 or $1,000. Send us $12. That's a dollar a month for a year. And if everybody that did that, that listens, oh, man, we want to do more at EFR to make it even better. But we can't. We're having trouble putting the shows up on archives for people to download and listen to. We don't have the personnel. We don't have anybody to help. Eli and I and David James and all these others, we just don't have enough hours in the day or the financial wherewithal to do this. We need help. You could donate time. If you know stuff about computers, you could help us. Contact Eli James at elijames@att.net and volunteer your time. Quit being a fence sitter. I know you enjoy listening. It's all cool. But pitch in and actually do some of the work. The harvest is ready, but the workers are few. You want to be a warrior for Yahweh? Step up. So I'm coming down the end of the hour here, folks. It's always a pleasure talking to you. I just try to exhort you to righteousness, and I try to get you motivated to become active in your Christian identity beliefs. That's all I want. That's all I want. I don't want to bleed you dry. I'm not some TV preacher. But doggone it, we're living mighty poor, folks. And we need physical bodies on the battle line. Join the army of Yahweh. Step up. Shalom Aleichem, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. And I'll talk to you again on my Word for Word shows. Praise Yahweh.
Lift, lift, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To his glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four.